This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It being the Tuesday after Labor Day and thus the first day of a short work week, maybe you're already feeling like you won't have enough time to get done what needs doing. Or maybe you blew your budget on a long holiday weekend getaway and have to make what's left stretch until payday. Both of the above mean you'll have to manage limited resources or, better put, deal with scarcity. Harvard University economist Sendel Bonhoeffer and his co-author Eldar Shafir have a new book out on that topic. It is called Scarcity. Sendel, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice speaking with you.
So listen, let's cut right to the chase. Isn't there already a whole science about scarcity? Isn't it called economics? Yes?
Yes, that is what many people think.
Right.
What's interesting is that in our perspective, there are two different forms of scarcity. There's physical scarcity that we all have we all only have a finite amount of time and money, mm-hmm. and that's what economics emphasizes. And then there's the feeling of scarcity. So all your listeners, I'm sure, have had days that have felt very short on time and mm-hmm. days that have felt very full on time. Of course, the reality is you had the same amount of time, but the psychology, that feeling that we have too little, is what really our book is about.
You guys talk about, in fact, the common logic of scarcity.
That was perhaps the biggest aha, that you can look at somebody like me who has very little time and look at somebody across the world, someone in India who has very little money. Both of us are touching on the exact same psychology. There's actually something primitive that happens to the human brain when experiencing very little. That's what really got this whole thing started.
All right, let's break that down a little bit. Let's take you and this guy in India and tear that apart. So you are a busy economist at Harvard. You're working on a book. You're probably doing some papers. You've got graduate students, this and that. You have a scarcity of time. Does that not then sort of force you to be more efficient, more productive, deadlines, concentrating the mind?
Everyone has had the experience of 2 weeks left to do something. You dawdle. Mm-hmm. 1 day left to do something. Wow, you are focused. And that sort of focusing effect of scarcity, which I experience in time, the poor also actually experience with money. They become incredibly focused on every little dollar, every little penny.
Here's another thought on that, though. You ostensibly control your time and the supply thereof. The guy in India, his money supply is out of his hands.
Yeah. And that has one big consequence, which is you end up thinking about time, you end up thinking about money, even when you don't want to. We call this the bandwidth tax. The person on deadline who decides to go to their daughter's softball game that evening, well, they're at the game, but they're not really mentally at the game. They're physically present. Because part of their mind keeps going back to that deadline. Here, it's not a focusing benefit, but a huge tax. And I'm saying all this because that type of tax, that type of load that scarcity creates on our mind, the busy can deal with so differently than the poor can deal with. The busy can take a vacation. The poor, unfortunately, can't say, I've had it with being poor. You know what? I'm taking a week of being rich. It just doesn't work that way.
There's another thing that comes into play here as well, and that's this trade-off thinking that you guys talk about. You know, this idea that a rich person spending $10 and a poor person spending $10, or a rich person spending 10 minutes and a poor person spending 10 minutes, and what that time or money could have been used for otherwise.
I always tell people the story of picture going to a restaurant and the waiter comes and says, hey, we have this great cocktail on the menu. Would you like it? Now, you can ask an audience, what are the things that come to mind? And people will list lots of things. Hey, is my friend drinking? Does this cocktail sound good? Should I buy it? What's amazing is that the poor, in addition to all those things, say one thing comes to mind, which is, where will those $10 come from? What do I have to give up in order to get those $10?
I can't let you go without noting and giving you a little poke along the way that for all the research you guys did on scarcity, you blew your deadlines on this book. Scarcity was not your friend.
Scarcity was not our friend. And it really goes back to something fundamental. A deadline that's not binding, it doesn't really create enough scarcity.
That's right. Sendel Bonhoeffer is a professor of economics at Harvard University. He is the co-author with Eldar Shafir of a new book about scarcity called Scarcity. Sendel, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.